Lord Henry felt as if he could hear Basil Hallward's heart beating.
And wondered what was coming.
The story is simply this. 2 months ago, I went to Lady Brandon's. Well, after I had been in the room about 10 minutes, talking to huge overdressed dowagers and tedious academicians, I suddenly became conscious that someone was looking at me. I turned halfway round and saw Dorian Gray for the first time. When our eyes met, I felt that I was growing pale. A curious sensation of terror came over me. I knew that I had come face to face with someone whose mere personality was so fascinating that, if I allowed it to do so, it would absorb my whole soul, my very art itself.
Really?
I had a strange feeling that fate had in store for me exquisite joys and exquisite sorrows. I grew afraid and I turned to quit the room. There, of course, I stumbled against Lady Brandon. Yeah. You know her curiously shrill voice?
Yes, she is a peacock in everything but beauty.
Well, I could not get rid of her. Suddenly, I found myself face to face with a young man whose personality had so strangely stirred me. We were quite close, almost touching. Neither of us could help laughing. We became friends at once.
Laughter is not at all a bad beginning for a friendship, and it is far the best ending for one, I think.
You don't understand what friendship is, Harry. You like everyone. That is to say...